coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God talked to the darkness. Now God's going to talk to the earth. We have three things: the darkness, the earth, and water, right? Okay. So, verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass. God commanded it to happen. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So he spoke to the darkness, and then he spoke to the earth. Now we go to the next one. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So now God talked to the water. Again, remember, we said there was earth, there was darkness, there was water. And the only other presence there was the Holy Spirit. So all that was available before God for this recreation, as it were earth, darkness, water. And so here God wanted to effect this recreation, as it were, because there had been a judgment, okay? And what we find, including creation, because there were some new ones. We mentioned that yesterday. Everything was not just a recreation. There were new ones, like man, okay? Man was created new. Yeah, because his expression lets us know there was something else that may have been called man before. Because he didn't say, let us make one more animal and call him man. He said, let us make man in our image. So there may have been an animal called man. And this time, God decided man should now be in the image of God. Now, but don't let that distract you. I have a whole series of teaching on that, really. So that's a totally different thing. But somehow, I am sure that when you study the scriptures, you'll come across many of these things. You'll be amazed. They are there. But the point here we're making is about God using certain principles that are available to us because He made them available to us. Look at what he did. He had earth, he had darkness, he had water. What did he do? He talked to the earth. He talked to the darkness. He talked to the water. And I said, that meant, what was the reason for the talking? What was the reason? Why did God have to talk? Why did he have to talk? Because through talking, he elicited a certain kind of response. Because by talking to those creatures of his, he introduced something. Speech communicated sound, right? And so, sound has a code. What God did was to introduce the sound code. To each one that he talked to. Why? Because they didn't all do the same thing. They did exactly what he said to do. Meaning that there was an interpretation of the code, of the sound. Now, mark my expressions. Very, very important. And I'll tell you why. So, the interpretation of God's sound code was definite by the earth, by the darkness, and by the water. There obviously was a definite code for whatever God said. Because when God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, it wasn't the animals that came out. You get it? It wasn't water that came out. Light came out. So there was a definite address. And when God talked to the earth, it wasn't the birds that came. All right? It was exactly what he asked for. It wasn't the whales that came out. It was exactly what God asked for. Now, this is beautiful. I'll show you something that you need to keep in your mind and never forget. Apart from English, what other language do you speak?
Yoruba.
You speak Yoruba. Okay. Apart from English, what other language do you speak? Okay, thank you. Both of you come out here. You stand over here. Okay, you stand here. Hold on. Okay, thank you.
Aro Nekedi. Kiluruko Babe.
Say it again.
Aaron AKD. Kiluruko Babe.
Okay, how many of you heard what he said? Good. How many of you heard what he said? Good. How many here understand both languages and you know exactly what they said? You understand both? Okay. Come and tell us what he said and what his response was. I want you to listen very carefully. Tell us what he said and tell us what his response was.
Thank you, Pastor. He said, how old are you?
Uh-huh.
And he said, what is your father's name?
Did you hear that? Are you surprised at his response? He says, very surprised. Sit down. Now, the simple reason for that is just to tell you words are what we say they are, okay? And the coding of words is too important. When I say Jesus, that's English. If you speak Yoruba, you don't say Jesus. You say what? Jesus. That's what you say. Some others say Jesus. Some say Yeshua. You see it? But if you're not connected in your heart to the word Jesus in your communication, it will not work. Can you see it? Even though Jesus means Jesus for some people, it may not mean so for you, because you don't know what it means. So when you use the word, the term that has no connection with your heart, it has no meaning. It has no meaning. Now look at this again, very important. The Spirit of God, he says, moved upon the face of the deep.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.